This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, but, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity, right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I so much appreciate the time you spend with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. And I do mean being part of the conversation, because I got to tell you, I need help all the time. Seriously. I enjoy when you guys get involved. I enjoy when you guys get engaged. You know, it helps me see, sometimes it helps me see a total different side of the issue. Again, I'm not joking. I know I'm not the smartest, but I say the sharpest knife in the drawer. And so I can always use help. Everybody can use help. If you don't think you can use help, then you're pretty dull, you know? Anyway, again, always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you do spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. And I mean really being part of the conversation, not kind of, sort of. So when we were last here, I couldn't believe this one either. So I think somebody sent me this the other night. And I looked at it and said, no, it can't be true. And then I found it a couple of other places, and I went, okay, I'm going to run with this one. Apparently, a DNC panelist felt that Muslims shouldn't be apologizing for terrorism. Not at all, no. Apparently, white male Christians should be apologizing for terrorism. I don't even know where to go with this. Okay? This guy is so full of it, it's pathetic. This guy thinks that white male Christians should apologize instead of radical Islamic terrorists. Right? It's the white male Christians that should apologize and be imprisoned. Because, I think he thinks that it's white male Christians that are dressing up in the garb of the day, if you would. Okay, probably learning how to speak basic Arabic and running around screaming. I mean, can you see a guy from the South Korea? I can't even do it with a Southern accent. Al Akbar. What's that?
That's not why it's their fault.
Yeah, it's all their fault. Anyway, they think they should apologize. First of all, the writer says, I have not heard any Muslim apologize for terrorism, not a one. And I've seen and heard dancing in the streets, never an apology. It sounds to me like Muslims are tired of being blamed for terrorism. If that's the truth, they need to step up. You know, again, I've said this a million times on this show. If a Christian does something stupid and ungodly, like shoot up a Planned Parenthood, you've got 8 million people plus myself running around going, that's not our God, it's not what we believe, that guy's got issues. Because we don't condone it, we don't get behind it. But when you have this other thing go on, right, we got 1 billion Muslims in the country, or whatever, I mean, in the world, or whatever it is, probably more than that. And you've got millions of them living here in this country. Where is the outcry from the Muslim community? And some of them do. I have friends that will write me emails and say they don't agree and it's wrong and whatever. But where is the widespread outcry? I remember the Faith Council speaking in the Democratic National Convention on Wednesday said that he is tired of Muslims having to apologize for terrorism. Instead, he thinks white Christian males should be the ones to say they're sorry. He said, I'm tired of Muslim friends, my Muslim friends, happen to be the ones having to stand up and say, hey, we're not terrorists. It doesn't have anything to do with our religion. That's Reverend Ron Stieff, executive director of the National Religious Campaign Against Torture. Yeah, because there's never any torture involved with terrorism. Anyway, he was on a four-person panel. You do that. Speaking to a room full with more than 100 attendees, he said if anybody should be saying that, that should be the white Christian man. The Daily Caller asked Stieff after the event to conclude and elaborate on his comments. He said, if you look at the hate crimes that are being committed in this country and all the violence that are being done against Muslims, Muslim people, Sikhs, folks of the South Asian descent, it's clearly white male Christians that are doing this kind of violence. I didn't realize that. Right, white male Christians were running around killing people in the name of Allah. Apparently they're confused. They've got Jesus and Allah confused. How much more ridiculous can you get with this? And this is, I talked to somebody else about this today. They in parenting classes, you know what they teach? They teach that it's called deflection. When you're blamed of something, right? When you're blamed of something, When the kids are blamed of something, and you go, Johnny, why do you keep doing A? And he said, you know, you let Mary get away with B. That's deflection. All of a sudden, you're talking about Mary's issue, right? And then Mary, and then you walk away from the conversation. You're going, wait a minute, did we get that done with Johnny? What happened? He's pretty darn good. It just makes me nuts. We've got Forrest from Golden, Colorado on the line with us. Forrest, thanks for joining the show.
Well, thank you. And I'd like to bring a little bit of clarity to what we're talking about here. I've traveled throughout the world in the last 45 years, six continents now, almost 100 countries. I've certainly traveled through Europe where the Muslim immigration and the consequences of multiculturalism are literally proliferating throughout Europe, whether it's Norway, where women are totally afraid to walk down the street now without being molested or dragged into a corner alley and being raped. Sweden now is the second largest rape capital of the world behind the Republic of Congo. And you've got all of this tension and ethnic violence going on in certainly in Paris, France, and Brussels, certainly in Nice, France.
Forrest, can I ask you to hold on till after? Can you hold on till after the break? Because I want you to finish your thought.
Okay, I certainly can. I will.
Thank you so much. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure. We'll be back in a minute. Don't go far. Got a lot more coming up after the break.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
There are a lot of things in life that are hard to swallow, but your minerals don't have to be one of them. CRSupplements.com liquid minerals make that easy. The same size the plant hair root absorbs, CRSupplements.com liquid minerals are easy for your body to use, and they are easy for you to add to daily liquid intake. Made in the USA and kosher certified, we offer 21 different minerals that may be lost in food processing or don't exist in foods grown on depleted soils. Choose easy. Get easy to swallow liquid minerals from CRSupplements.com.
You want answers!
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
Hey, man. I don't feel like going to school no more! Me neither! Yeah, there you go! Go away, Daddy O! Yeah! I ain't going to...
We are back! You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live, and if you want to get it on your local station, head up to the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. There's a gazillion ways to get the show. And if you head over to the website, you can also find stations and times it's on. If it's not on a station with you, it's really simple. Pick up the phone, call the station, ask them why they don't have the show. If they don't give you a good enough response, call me. Seriously, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Now, we've been talking about the panelist at the DNC who said it shouldn't be Muslims that apologize for terrorism. It should be white male Christians who do it. I am thoroughly confused. I don't understand what he's talking about. Maybe Forrest from Golden, Colorado could help me figure this out. Forrest, thank you for, first of all, thanks for hanging on. I appreciate that. And you were saying that you've traveled the world and some of the things that you've seen in the Muslim communities.
Well, I certainly have. And I've even read the Quran, and I've done quite a several series on it. I'm a journalist. And one of the things that we're facing, in fact, that Mr. Khan that was on the DNC gave that great speech about how we should have Mr. Trump at least adhere to the U.S. Constitution, when in fact Khan has been in this country, I think, since 1982. He's from Pakistan, and he is a Muslim, and he has been doing everything in his power since he arrived here to institute and support Sharia law here in America. Additionally, he is buying citizenship for Saudi millionaires to come into this country. His legal firm is based in New York. And so, really, he's a hypocrite because he's using the U.S. Constitution when he would undermine it in a heartbeat and has been trying to do that throughout his time here. But beyond that, we have to understand what we're facing on the long view, because the United States right now at the current immigration of about 1.2 million per year from 190 different countries around the world will add 100 million third world immigrants by 2045.
Wow.
That's a population load. I mean, you can look this up. It's on the Pew Center. You're on the U.S. Census Bureau. I'm not pulling it out of the air. We are about to add 100 million immigrants. That's the immigrants themselves coming in every year, plus their birth rates. It will total over 100 million sometime in the 2040, 2045. But the real crisis is this. It's a sociological calamity, because when you mix all of these 190 different countries with 100 million people with 190 different world views, they also bring in 190 different languages, 190 different cultures, and certainly 190 possibly different religions. Some of those religions, as Islam, are incompatible with Western thought. They have no way to meld or mesh or turn into the melting pot. But in fact, if you look at what's happening in Europe, and I just actually traveled throughout Europe, there's parallel societies. And these parallel societies have in excess of 90 no-go zones right there in France itself. Germany, of course, is splitting at the seams right now, and I've seen it firsthand. And so what we're facing, and if you want to know, the Muslim population for the world is 1.5 billion. Here in the United States, it's somewhere, we're not sure, it's somewhere from about 3.5 million, and some think it's over 7 million. But in 1990, there were only about 100,000 here. But somebody in the big State Department started doing these quotas, and now you're seeing massive chain migration. And there were 300 mosques in the country back in 1990. There are now over 2,100 mosques. You might call them territorial markers, or the same things as forts, because as they mark their territory, each time they add another mosque, that means they are staking their claim in communities. And this thing called the Quran really is a handbook for creating terror, because it advocates terror throughout the Quran. There's 162 different passages. And here's a quote that I think it was made in 1991 by James Walsh, the former associate general counsel of the United States Immigration and Naturalization Service, which, of course, now is ICE. He said, and I quote, "Immigrants devoted to their own cultures and religions are not influenced by the secular, politically correct facade that dominates academia, news media, entertainment, education, religious, and political thinking today," he said. "These immigrants claim the right not to assimilate, and the day is coming when the question will be, how can the United States regulate the defiantly unassimilated cultures, religions, and mores of foreign lands?"
And for us, it seems
Trump, the U.S. legal system, balkanization of the United States has begun, unquote. That's probably one of the more profound statements that we're facing, because...
And it's, Forrest, it's the only culture, and it's the only culture that doesn't seem to want to assimilate. You know, I came from first-generation Italians who came over here on the boat. I knew first-generation Irish, German, French, who all came over here waving American flags once they got here. A whole different animal, a whole different way. I've got... Go ahead.
Totally different process, totally different acculturation process.
I want to thank you for listening to the show. Thanks for your call, and thanks a lot for your help here. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Now, look, my problem here with this, even with this line of thinking, okay, is, it again, it's the deflection. I had a hard time getting it out of my mouth before because I needed some coffee, and I want to thank my wife for getting me some. It's the deflection. See, the DNC and the hardcore liberals on the left want to keep deflecting these actions, want to keep deflecting these things that radical, I'm going to say radical Muslims, okay, radical Islamists. I'm okay with that because we have nut job Christians, although I don't find many nut job Jews. I have to say that about the Jewish community. You don't really hear about, a Hasidic Jew or Jew as a whole going and shooting up a Planned Parenthood. I just don't find it happening. But we do have nut job Christians. I'm sorry, my Christian friends, it happens. Deal with it. So the deflection is they're trying to make it look like, first of all, white male privilege, right? That nothing to do with religion, just white male privilege. There's the deflection. If you're a white male who are of the multitude in this country and very strong-willed, then you're a bad person, right? You take advantage of everybody. And especially if you're a Christian, put that on top of it. You're taking advantage of people. It's deflection. And I want to come right back to what I've always said. I have Muslim friends. I know some of you that irritates. Too bad. Deal with it. I see Islam, Christianity, Judaism, Buddhism, right? These things here, you all know Sunday Christians, right? When I was a Catholic, I used to say I was a devout Catholic. I went to church twice a year. That was the normal Catholic I know. Well, three times, right? You went Ash Wednesday, you went Christmas, and you went Easter. That was the one I was looking for the other night. Three. That was it. That made you a perfect Catholic. In my group, at my time, I'm sure there's Muslims that are the same way, and I know there's Christians that are the same way, and Buddhists too. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. You'll listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Thanks for being with me. We've got a lot coming up after the break. Don't go far. Joe Messina, host of The Real Side radio show here. Did you miss the Affordable Care Act enrollment deadline? Can't bring yourself to sign up for a health care plan that's inadequate, restrictive, or just plain bad? Before you get tagged with all those penalties that go along with not having health care, get in touch with my friends at Liberty Health Share. That's right. The people at Liberty Health Share have plans that will work for you, and you can sign up at any time during the year. Liberty Health Share plans also give control of your plan back to you. That's right. You will again have the freedom to choose what's right for you and your family. Plans are available for individuals and family members, not including the dog. Even if you already have enrolled in a health care plan, it's not too late. Memberships in Liberty Health Share plans can replace what you have now and allow you to go to any hospital and any doctor you choose. You don't believe me? Call them at 855-585-4237. Find out about their contract-free plans. Now, don't wait. Do it now. Let me finish first, though. Get informed or visit libertyhealthshare.org. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today. There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-725-2487. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-725-2487. 1-800-725-2487.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Anybody care about what I want?
I do.
Shut up. Get out.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. And I do very much appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being a part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I can't make it any easier for you. I have somebody who keeps asking me what the phone number is, somebody who listens on a regular basis. 855. Got that part? 855-REAL-JOE. There's little nut letters on the keypad to the phones with numbers. Yeah, there's letters above the numbers, three on each one. They haven't changed that yet, thank God. And so you can, it's real simple, not that hard. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you on board. Yes, I'm making fun, and I'm allowed to from time to time, because I do the same stupid things. We're all the same in that area. So again, like I was saying, and I promise I'll finish up now. I'm pretty much done with it. But as far as the you know, the white folks, we have to take a blame for everything. The DNC, the Democrats, they deflect everything, including who was responsible for slavery, keeping slavery around so long. Who was responsible for not allowing women to vote for so long? Who was responsible for not, you know, I told a story the other night. I did get a nasty email on it, but it's fact. It's historical fact. It's not Joe pulling the numbers out of a dark place. Right? The Dred Scott ruling by the Supreme Court was a Democrat-centric, or heavy, Supreme Court. And they ruled that a black man, or black people, slaves as a whole, were not human. They were animals. It was okay to own one. Or many. And not only was it okay to own them, but frankly, by owning them, you were able to keep them safer. It was better for them. Because apparently they couldn't take care of themselves. So at least we could feed them and clothe them and whip them when they got out of line. And all of that made them just safer. Democrat-heavy Supreme Court. Right? I mean, we can go on and on and on about you guys who say you belong to the party that care about the people. I mean, seriously, what do they? What would in our day? What do they call that? This remember? Was it Sadie Hawkins Day? Backwards, we called it Backwards Day. Girls could ask the guys to the dance. And I think some people took it too far. They probably asked them to get married too. All that fun stuff. But we called it Backwards Day. And it's just amazing to me that this is the Republicans' fault. I will blame the Republicans for this. You have done such a lousy job in keeping people conservatives. You complain about what goes on in education, and you don't get involved in academics. You complain about what goes on in our school systems, and the teachers won't come up. They won't step up. You won't become professors of colleges because you're afraid. Let me tell you what. If more of you would become professors and more of you would speak up, you would have the higher numbers in the libs. It's already been shown in some colleges you do have more conservative teachers than you do liberal teachers. But you shut up, and then you wonder why it's going south. What would have happened, do you think, if our founding fathers had shut up? Right? We'd all be subjects of the Queen. Still. But no, they chose to fight. They didn't care what it cost them. They chose to fight. Anyway. All right, done with that, right? So I got some of you know I'm a school board member on a fairly large school board in California. And I got an email from someone who said that I can't tell you who it is, obviously. They were concerned because there's a movement afoot across the country in our high schools to start satanic clubs. Clubs that worship Satan. I mean, just like a Bible study, it's a satanic study. Now, the fear is that the kids will gravitate towards it, even if they don't believe in Satan or religion of any kind, that they will gravitate towards it if for no other reason just to irritate the adults. Which I kind of see, because I probably would have done the same thing as a teenager. So I got to thinking about it. They specifically said to me, so as my board member, how would you handle this? Now, I know as a conservative Republican who doesn't want, you know, nasty stuff happening, in my role in life, I would fight against it. Because I don't see anything good coming from it. Because remember, it's not in the satanic role. It's not about honor. It's not about loving people. Get what I can get for me. It's all about me. And it doesn't matter who gets in the way, who you have to step on, it's all about me. So, but I kind of think about it as a school board role. Right? And I swore up. Now, you guys on the right get mad at me when I say stuff like this. But I swore up to uphold the Constitution of the state of California and of these United States. Now, you're mad at me if I don't do that. You're all over me like white on rice. So here's the deal. Nowhere in the Constitution does it say, you find me the article and I'll stand on it. Does it say you should only allow Christian clubs on campus and those that glorify God and Jesus Christ? Period. Can't find it. You can't find one that alludes to it. Not a one. Right? And the Supreme Court's already ruled over and over and over and over and over and over and over again that discrimination is really simple on school campuses. What you allow one child to do, you must allow all to do. It's really that simple. The school campus is a ship unto itself. The principal is the supreme ruler and king. And there are things that you can do in the general populace that you can't do on a school campus. I don't need a warrant to check your locker on a school campus because the safety of all the children outweigh the safety of one. Or the rights of one, if you would. And I'm good with that. Yes, as a conservative Christian right-wing Republican, I am good with opening up a kid's locker without a search warrant. But here's the other side of it. If I deny the rights of a group of children, 3, 4, because I don't care if you're in high school, you're still a child, 3, 4, or 5 kids to have a satanic club, then I've got to close down, guess what, the Bible study. I got to close down the political clubs. I have to, every club has to stop. So I have the same attitude about this that I have about abortion. All right? Well, as somebody said in the chat room, they don't let religion in school, so they can't let Satanism. It's not the teaching of. Every school, every district has to allow clubs, special interest clubs on campus. There is a Bible study club pretty much on every campus in the area that I'm in. There is a gay, lesbian, trans, you know, LGBTQ club almost at every campus that I'm in. You know, and then you have the ones that we remember from 100 years ago, right? You got the audio video club, you got the computer club, you got the whatever. They're all there. What's the one where they teach kids how to? Oh, you got the thing. What's the club? They teach kids how to speak to large groups.
Oh,
you don't remember? I can't remember either.
I'll tell you in a minute.
Yeah, you will, because it's right there on the end of your tongue.
Yes, it is.
Okay, so
Toastmasters,
there it is, and they teach people how to give speeches in front of large groups. Great club to have, but they all have to be on campus, and they have to have a sponsor. A teacher, a faculty member has to sponsor the club as well. So, anyway, it's very obvious that producer Tammy has something to say about this particular thing. I think she's not going to vote for me next time.
One of your constituents might want to speak with you after the show, Joe.
Yes.
I just have a question, though, and then maybe a comment. So it's my understanding that starting the clubs needs to be initiated by the kids.
Yeah.
Okay. But this is different because what's happening is Lucian Greaves of Cambridge, Massachusetts, who is, I guess...
Figures. Yeah.
Yeah. He's the co-founder of the Satanic Temple, is making a push by renting school space in 9 states this month to offer an alternative to after-school religious programming.
Right.
So he's initiating the outreach onto the school campuses, which is way different than a kid going, hey, I want to start a satanic club.
Okay, so what's the difference between that and the Boys and Girls Clubs, which rent after-school rooms all across the country and in my district as well? There are after-school daycare or whatever you want to call them.
Are they doing religious programming? Because that's what he's talking about doing.
He
calls it that, religious programming.
Then he'll probably lose.
He's already rented in 9 states.
But if he gets one of these kids to latch onto it and ask to start a club, they can't be refused.
Well, that I understand, but why is he allowed to do the outreach?
You hear that music?
I hate that.
No, you don't, because it puts money in our pocket. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a couple minutes.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who suffer from digestive issues like heartburn, acid reflux, IBS, and constipation? Probimune is your answer. Probimune is a brand new probiotic that has been scientifically proven to deliver high quantities of viable good bacteria to your gut to boost your digestive system and improve your overall health. This unique, powerful blend of probiotic strains, coupled with our industry-leading proprietary fermentation process, delivers a maximized bacterial colonization to the gut that no other probiotic can match. Start improving your health today. Visit younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off first-time orders. Maintaining digestive health is crucial to the body's overall well-being. Don't suffer from negative effects of poor digestion any longer. Order today. Younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
I can't make up my mind. I haven't got a brain. Only straw.
How can you talk if you haven't got a brain?
I don't know. But some people without brains do an awful lot of talking, don't they?
Yes, I guess you're right.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time you spent with me on the air and the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Now, look, the on further... Here, I'll heat up your mic, although that could be dangerous. On further examination, look, here's how the school districts work, right? When the kids are off the grounds, when it's not the normal school hours, then it is a common practice for many school districts to rent out space after school. And again, as I said earlier, those after school care programs, then you have the Boys and Girls Club type of programs, and they actually pay for it and they rent space. So, and it's very common for Jewish and Mormon groups to do it after school hours. And they have, you know, they have Jewish school. They, you know, the Mormons have their classes there as well. And that's what this group plans on doing is, I guess, as you read further on, they are renting space.
Right. For after school programs. It's after school religious deprogramming, basically.
Yes.
So let me ask you this. Do the parents have to sign off on a program that their kids are going to attend? So ultimately, this is going to be a parental choice thing.
Oh, yeah. The parents have to sign permission slips unless the kids are over 18.
So I think the concerns that some of the parents are having, they're bringing probably to the district boards and whatever, are that they were concerned that the clubs are just going to be random on campus. They're not going to have a say in what their kids can attend.
This is why I always say, okay, stop wasting my time as a board member. Stop calling me and ask questions that if you came to board meetings from time to time, and if you read some of the news articles from time to time, you would know that you have to have permission. There's only two things you don't have to have permission from. This is how to scare the crap out of half of you. Your 12-year-old daughter in the state of California can have an abortion in a high school, or they'll take her for one, bring her back, she can go home, and you'd never know she had it. She doesn't need your permission. Number two is for psychiatric care, and or if your son or daughter is a transgender, then they can come into the school, they can ask, tell the school that they're going to be using the other bathroom, and no, you can't call my parents, and no, you can't ask for a doctor's note. So those are the two issues with kids that parents have no control over whatsoever. There's probably some other ones, but those are the two biggies.
Yeah, but attending clubs, don't kids just get to pick whatever club? No, they have to have parents.
No, during the day.
That's what I mean. I think that's what the concern was with the parents.
Okay, but that's not a club.
Right, but I think that's what they thought it was and were
then
concerned
they need
about.
To, that's what I said before.
So maybe they just need to actually go to the principal first and have a conversation before they freak out.
There you go. Maybe even go to the website of the school and read what the thing is about, just like you did in the article. It's not a club. It's an after-school kind of thing. It's an alternative to righteousness.
They're calling it the after-school Satan Club. So, anyway.
And like I said, you know how many kids? Do you know how many kids will want to go to that just because they know it'll irk the adults?
Yeah.
Lots. So there's the answer is a fine line here. Okay, for those of you who are strict constitutionalists, there's a fine line here. You everybody gets to or nobody gets to. There's no middle of the road. Seriously. You want to change that? You really want to see that change or some of those things change or some common sense guidelines put in place? Then you got to vote a little differently. You've got to send people with moral values and sanity to your state legislatures. That's where you have to start. Start the state legislatures. So I don't know. Some of you knew a couple of months ago. Maybe not even a couple of months ago. I did an article about how dangerous. About how dangerous it was to be close to the Clintons, to have business dealings with the Clintons. I think even to be a messenger for the Clintons might be very dangerous as well. I mean, really, I don't know any level that's safe, unless you're their daughter, and even that might be questionable. I'm not so sure. So there were some that I did not have on there. And somebody was, you know, somebody sent me a link to these, like, hey, check this out. You kind of missed some of the detail behind some of these. So I just want to hit some of these before the end of the hour, because not that they're funny, you know, like haha funny. These are serious, but it's kind of funny when you hear the explanations. So remember Ron Brown, Secretary of Commerce? He was near indictment who allegedly threatened Clinton with, I'm not going down alone. The U.S. said that no black box was on this government plane. Somehow, it was out for maintenance. Though the Croatian and French TV showed teams pulling one out. So one government pulls the black boxes out. The government who owns the plane said that wasn't any. The Air Force, for the first time ever, canceled the safety investigation of a U.S. government crash on friendly soil. Okay? On the plane with Brown, this is great, a stewardess was rescued several hours after the crash. She was alive. However, she somehow died en route to the hospital from blood loss due to a cut. It was a femoral artery sustained in the crash, but they're not quite sure. It just looked like it. So out of 34 passengers, really, the two that knew the Clintons the best or knew what was going on were the ones that were problems. Bill Shelton, in June of 94, committed suicide, but allegedly shot himself at the gravesite of his fiancée, Kathy Ferguson, who died the month before, also from suicide. Apparently it was something in the air in the house. Shelton was an ARC. He was an Arkansas State Trooper. This is the story I was just telling the other night. Okay? I wrote about this. Clinton's sexual escapades. Some of the state troopers actually went out and picked up the women for Billy to take them back to the governor's mansion and sworn to secrecy kind of thing. And some of the state troopers even said, I haven't got long to live. I know too much. So he was an Arkansas state trooper. He had vocally been proclaiming that his fiance had not committed suicide. And the trooper, who probably has seen many suicides, apparently shot himself behind the left ear, which, frankly, if you read mafia stories, is exactly where the mafia shoots you. And one of the reasons they shoot you behind the left ear is so the bullet would protrude out the front of your face in such a fashion to ruin your face so you can't have an open casket. Don't look at me like that. I read that stuff in a book somewhere.
Sure you did.
The explanation of Trooper Danny Ferguson engaged to Trooper Bill Shelton. Danny Ferguson allegedly escorted Paula Jones to Clinton's hotel room. Come on, start putting this together. You do not even need a college education for this. Kathy was vocal about her knowledge in the case and was to be a corroborating witness for Paula Jones in her sexual harassment case against Billy. She shot herself behind the left ear. That's right. Apparently they're reading the same book. Allegedly, attorney for Dan Lassiter, right? He allegedly jumped out of a building to kill himself. He represented Dan Lassiter, a close friend of Bill Clinton, who was indicted on drug charges and sent to prison. On his way to give up information on the Clintons, a dentist was killed on the way to the interview with a London Sunday Telegraph reporter who was getting ready to reveal the information on what he knew about the Clintons. A Clinton attorney and fundraiser of the name of Herschel was killed in a plane that mysteriously blew up. I bet you it was the North Koreans checking their missile launching system and it just went haywire. What do you think? Ed Wiley allegedly shot himself in the head in Virginia, real estate attorney and manager of the Clinton presidential campaign, also on the finance committee as well. You know, I can go on. I had a Clinton security team in Little Rock, Arkansas. He was gunned down in his car outside of Little Rock. His home was broken into before his death. The dossier that he held on Clintons were missing. Now, the mistake he made was he told other people that he had this dossier, that he had information on them, and didn't make any copies. What a moroni. Now, it'd be great to go to Clinton's and say, I got 10 of these floating out there. And they'd be given to people who have been told to open them up on the event of my untimely death. I've got pictures, and I've got, audio recordings. That's what I'd be saying. Right? Let me see. What else is there? The chair of the Chiropractic Healthcare Advisory Commission for Clinton, who had treated Clinton's mother, stepfather, and brother, he was killed when an airplane crashed after reporting a fire on board. Right? Steve Dixon was a counsel to Mr. Hurd, the chiropractor, was also killed on the same plane crash. John Walker, he was an investigator who fell from a balcony of an apartment There was also a getaway for Vince Foster. This just goes on, and this is, you couldn't write this story. I don't know if you could sell the story if you wrote it. People wouldn't believe it. I'm Joe Mazzini, your host. A lot more coming up in the third hour. And yes, my intent is to make your head spin. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. You're listening on GCN Live. Tell your friends. We're coming right back.